Don't make me do it. I just wanted to hold it. I said, Pastor Dave, can I use a blower? And he said, no. God bless you this morning. I am so excited to be here this morning and to be able to share with you. Two things I want to do before we go forward here. So if any of you have heard me before, you know how much I love yard work. Love yard work. I'm in the process. I've finished 30 hours of putting seed, rototilling, and digging up my 30 hours. And now I'm just watering. And it was a labor of pain. No, there was no love. Pure pain. Agonizing, pure pain. So I want to set up us with that. And then I just want to say, hi, kids. We always forget the kids. Hi, kids. If the kids can hear me, let me hear you say hi, Tom. Hi, kids. Awesome. We always forget about them. One of the kids actually just honked. Is that what that was? Oh, one of my kids. One of my kids honked. So I want to do one thing also here. I know I'm taking up some time, but all right. I'm going to record. You ready? Here we go. Everybody wave. Everybody wave and say, God bless you. God bless you. Awesome. Awesome. That was for me. So, here's our title. You are his living altar. You are his living altar. God is doing in you what you cannot do through yourself. Only God will do it according to his glory and honor for his name's sake. God is doing in you what you cannot do for yourself, and he is doing it to glorify himself. Is that awesome or what? That is so awesome. I want you to know this morning that we are about to go into a deep place. So deep in the relationship that you and I will never be the same. We cannot be the same. When you meet the living Christ, you cannot be the same. If you are the same, you have not met him. You know how I know? Bible tells me so. That when I have an encounter with Jesus Christ, when I have a one-on-one, I cannot be the same. And then it's only a matter of time before that seed planted in my heart is germinated and turned into something so spectacular that I don't even look the same. There was a great revival many, many, many years ago where in Ireland, actually, where a young man, and I've shared this before, wound up preaching, changing a town. The miners in the town actually all were getting saved. They were coming to Christ, one after another, after another, after another. And this incredible revival that was taking place was like nothing they had ever seen. Watch this. The miners were going back into the mine shaft, and the donkeys that they were leading did not recognize their voice because they were swearing at the donkeys and using all sorts of profanity to get these donkeys moving, and their attitudes were such. And when they got saved and when they began to change, the donkeys that were helping them in these mine shafts couldn't understand them because they didn't recognize who they were. They actually had to retrain the donkeys. How incredible is that? A transformation like no other. thousands and thousands and thousands came to the Lord during that time because they had met the living Christ. They had met the one who changes everything. And that's what he wants to do today. So if you don't know him, I could not possibly want more for you. As Paul says before he's in front of King Agrippa in Acts chapter 27, I wish you and your whole household were just like me, not in chains, but touched by the presence of God, moved and changed by God Almighty. This is the revolution we have been waiting for. We think it's a revolution like they thought it was a revolution when Jesus came. They were waiting for Jesus to pick up a sword, to get on a horse, and to ride against the Romans. This is the revolution. Jesus said, the heart changes, and the heart is now no longer the same. For in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, it says, I clearly will give you a heart of flesh for a heart of stone. We're changing our hearts as God is moving in us. We're not changing. He is changing. You can't do this. You understand? You cannot do this born again, filled with the Holy Spirit thing. You don't have anything in you to do this. And the only thing he's asking you, requiring of you, is a complete surrender. Because you've been doing it all yourself, your whole lives. Now is the time to surrender like never before. Are you still with me? Awesome. In Genesis chapter 35, verse 7, speaking of Jacob, there he built an altar and he called the place El Bethel because it was there that God revealed himself. So Pastor Dave last week was preaching on the altar. This is part two of his message from last week. Because it was there that God revealed himself. He set up an altar. He set up a place of remembrance. He set up a place where he would be able to look back and say, this place right here, I had this encounter with God. I met God here. Earlier in chapter 32 of Genesis, he winds up wrestling with God. And some of you may or may not know the story. But as he wrestled with God, something happened to him. A metamorphosis, some incredible change like nothing he would ever even possibly have imagined. One, physically, he was changed. He walked away from a fight with God. By the way, how do you know when you fight God, you lose. You know that, right? You fight God, you lose. It's a lose-lose. God always wins. It's a setup. God changed his physical as he now walked with a limp for the rest of his life, as it were. God changed his name. God changed. I got one message. If you have ever heard me more than once, I got one message. Let God change you, come to Jesus, and allow him to lead you for the rest of your life to fill out his perfect will and plan. That's it. That's my message. I got one. I don't have like five or six. I got one message. That's it. I'm in good company. Billy Graham had one message. When I was in prayer, I saw the Statue of Liberty. I saw the crown of the Statue of Liberty. I looked closer and it went from this copper shell as we know it to this porous stone. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, monuments are to remember moments never forgotten. Monuments are to remember moments never forgotten. When we set up monuments, when we set up memorials, it is so that we can look back and go, oh, remember when? God is doing the same thing with us. When you speak out your testimony, when you're able to share it with others, and you say, This is to the Christian. This is to the born again believer. When you say, I have been this way my whole life, but I was changed. I had a metamorphosis. Something happened to me. I used to be like this. Now I'm like this. I won't be like this later on. I'll be like that. God will take you from where you are to where he wants you to be, from where you came from, and you'll not be able to take the glory for it. There's no way. He won't allow it. You'll be able to lift your hands up and say, you did this, you did this, and I give you praise. How awesome is that? Man, how awesome is that? God is saying to us, like he did with Jacob, we must remember the moments that have changed us forever. Jacob was changed not only on the outside, but on the inside. Jacob built a monument or altar so that others would know a man was here who met with God. A man was here who met with God. You and I are God's altar. Now, back to my lawn. I had to rototill this thing. I knew nothing of nothing. I contacted Kevin Armstrong. Wave your hand, Kevin, so I can see you. Kevin Armstrong, and maybe he's not here. And I contacted Corey Miller. And I got these guys who had done these great things with their lawn. And then I went to, you know, this place and that place. I Googled. I was like, I'm going to put in so much blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. I'm going to have green grass if it's the last thing that happens. And so I rototilled for 7 hours. Rocks and dust. And I mean, I'm just like people driving by going, all right. I knew what they were thinking. The same thing I was thinking. What could I possibly be thinking? Why would I do this? And so as the stones and the rocks and everything was being dusted up, and there were times, I want to tell you, I had to go so deep into the soil. That's what God is saying to you. He wants to go deep into your heart. Deep so that these things that would be in hindrances for growth would be removed. Deep so that these stones would be taken out. I mean, at one time I thought I was building a quarry, never mind grass. I dug so deep into my yard, I found a brick. A brick, like a square brick. It was in the ground. I'm like, who buried a single brick into the ground? Maybe it was someone's monument so that I could remember. When this happened, I thought to myself, God, you are so awesome. When I was going through this, I thought to myself, God, you are so awesome. You're giving me this alone time with you. You're giving me this time to just meditate on your word. And that's when it hit me. As I'm rototilling and I'm going through, now I got to remove the rocks and I got to rake up all the stuff so that I can get to the place where I can put seed down. I drove by a professional landscaping company that was doing somebody's front yard. And I said, excuse me, can I have 5 minutes of your time? My yard doesn't look like that. There's only one of me and I got about 10,000 or so square feet to go. He went, you're doing it by yourself? Why would you do that? I'm like, I don't know. And as I asked him and I inquired and the things that he gave me and the information, I went, okay, I'm good. I'll be able to do this. It was only at the point of seeding where the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, some seed, some plant, but I will cause the increase. I will bring the increase out of your life if you let me. When I pray with my children, and I pray even by myself, I say this over and over again, every single morning, every single night. God, I surrender fresh to you. God, I surrender fresh to you. Come into my heart fresh today. Allow me to start new according to your purpose and your plan. Just like that. because his mercies are new every morning. So if his mercies are new every morning, his grace is new every morning, his love is new every morning, every part of him is new every morning, because he cannot separate himself, nor can he be a God or father that would lie. Luke 11:11 says, if you who are evil or wicked fathers would give your sons good gifts, how much more would the Father in heaven, who loves you unconditionally, give you the Holy Spirit? How much more? God wants to change us, to bring us to revolution, to bring us to revelation. God wants us to allow us to know that we and we alone cannot do this thing, but he will do it in us. He will do it in us in two ways. So here's the altar being made. You are it. You are the altar being made. The altar is built out of sacrifice. The altar is built out of surrender. And the altar is only built through the Savior, Jesus Christ. Sacrifice, surrender, the Savior. God wants to take all of him and put it in you to allow the altar of who you are to glorify him. Are you with me? In Genesis chapter 32, I've already alluded to it. God is making an altar out of your life. He causes the increase. And just like soil and plants, God will do something that others will say, someone did something here to allow for something to happen and change. This is a remembrance. And my neighbors will drive by my yard. And when the grass is flush and they're going to think they're on the 18th hole, they're going to go, remember when that crazy man was digging up the yard? Remember when he was pulling out the stones? Remember when he was pulling up the grass? Look at it now. Someone was here, did something to cause this to happen. God loves us so much. God loves us so much that he wants us to go deep, like the coal miners did. He wants us to go deep. Deep so that when we come out of the coal, out of the mine, we are changed. And we are not the same. God wants to do this for you today. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you're watching, if you don't know him like I know him, you have to know that I know him after this. This is not just textbook. I've had an encounter with the living Christ. My life has changed. Am I perfect? Hardly. Ask my kids, ask my wife. Do I want to continue to grow in him? It is my only desire. I only want Jesus. You know, there's a times when I was rototilling and ripping up soil and ripping up rocks and going through this process where I went, I don't do this. I only do one thing. I want to share your love with others. I want to preach the word of God. And I want my life to be an altar for you. You know what the Holy Spirit said to me? You don't. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit said to me. Keep digging. Keep digging. You're not there yet. Don't think you're there yet, because you're not. But you're being transformed daily as you surrender moment after moment. God would ask you today, how's everything going? Do you need him? Do you want him? Then he's available. You would say, Lord Jesus, I've heard what Tom said. I need a transformation in my life. I've been doing it all along, all by myself. And in some way, I need you to change me. In some way, I need you to transform me, to make me what I need to be in you. Because all my other plans, all my other schemes, everything I've tried to do has not worked. And God is saying to you today, I want to be part of your life. I want to come into your heart and be part of your life. And I want you to never be the same. Because when I'm done, you'll be my altar, and I will be glorified through you, because you went deep into relationship. Not even close. I don't even know if I'm there yet. And God would say to you today, through the power of the Holy Spirit, then open yourself up. Surrender. It's a sacrifice. Surrender. Because he's a Savior who will change you from the inside out. And you will never, ever look the same.